there's lots of counties in the state that has, the commission has an employee take the minutes. Green County was one of them. They started that back years ago. When we went to our MAC meeting, there were several counties that spoke up that had went through this process. When she speaks of changing the minutes, I wonder whether there is some sort of problem that is trying to be covered up from the changing of the minutes that doesn't concern the county commission. Then I can't keep track of everything that she read off there because of some of it's confusing that statements made about commissioners asking to change the minutes and all these comments through at the county commission makes there is a correction as we approve the minutes on clerical errors, statements that are made that have no relevancy to prior minutes whenever there's something stated in there that doesn't make any sense because it's not referred to earlier in the minutes than that portion of the minutes. These are the county commission's minutes. They're not the clerk's minutes. They're not anybody's. They're the county commission's minutes that are to be kept by the clerk and presented forward whenever the public wants to see them. At one time, there was 14 months delay of the county commission receiving the minutes from the county clerk. Those were requested several times and were not made available. When we took the brunt of the public for not approving county commission minutes for that period of time. So there are several things made in those statements that, well, they're a little bit misunderstood by the clerk or by the public if you took what she said to be factual.
I will say this, that I've going to be meeting with some attorneys, and I am going to I have questions about the taking of the minutes that I hope that I'm asking for a legal opinion on that. So and that will happen later on today. So we're going to move on to accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 342585 through 342634. Warrants 6140, 6141, 6142, 6143, and 6148. And one journal entry for postage.
Second.
We have a second on, I repeat
the numbers.
The checks numbers 342585 through 342634 and warrants 6140, 6141, 6142, 6143, and 6148. All in favor?
Aye.
And one journal entry for postage. Okay.
I'll vote. I'll vote aye on that. I didn't know you. I thought you were finished with that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
There's two dates on there, and I didn't write those down on those. I went through them, and there is a correction in one of those sets of minutes. I make a motion to approve those executive session minutes. There's just one copy of those, Brandon.
Let me give you the date. January 8th.
January 8th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes of January 8th with corrections.
There's another set, isn't it?
It's in December from last year, so I'm sure he wants to abstain from that one.
Okay, we'll vote on one, then vote on the other. I'll second your motion.
We have a second on the corrections of January 8th, 2015. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve regular session minutes December 22nd, 2014.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the regular minutes for December 22nd, 2014. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All abstain. Motion carries. Treasurer's year-end report.
I'm here to give my final settlement investment report. This is per RSMO 54150. The attached report illustrates the detailed fund balances, beginning with balances as of January 1st, 2014, the revenues, expenditures, and ending balances per each fund as of December 31st, 2014. The total budget funds, $47,166,769.46. Total treasurer's fund, $1,066,154.26, with a total of all funds of $48,232,923.72. I've also included all the beginning balances for 2015, and then a copy of all of the investments that I have and where they are, who's holding them at this time. Total investments are $48,232,923.72.
Does this report, is this you've reconciled with the auditor?
Yes.
Okay.
Melanie, you might explain that in these funds that we have, that there's operating expenses that sometimes you don't renew your investment funds, that they are in your cash. They have to be moved to a cash account so that bills can be paid and that contractors can be paid, and so on and so forth. That sometimes reading this is misleading to the general public because of how much money is requested from the sewer department, say, for
right.
paying of $10 million worth of a project cost. Other funds that need payroll and things like that are come into play here. So whenever you have these total numbers, they are the numbers at the end of the year, but they can change because of funds that are needed for operation of the county.
Right. Like the balance for the sewer fund alone is a little over $23 million. That's just for the sewer portion of it.
Do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's year-end report?
Move to accept the treasurer's year-end report for December 31st, 2014.
Or second.
2014.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
My name is Jim Worth. I'm representing the extension this morning for Crystal Irons, who usually reports. And I'm a human development person. And I just wanted to say all of us are very grateful for the approval of our budget that we have coming up. But this report is indicative of the fact of the program that's been very successful called VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And it's got three sites in Taney County, two in Branson, one over here in Forsyth. It's also being done in Stone County, too. And Nellie Lammers is in charge of that, facilitates that. She's actually going to be on TV this morning, PR in this the VITA program. So that's why she's not here, and I'm the substitute for her. And again, like you have the reaching out reports, kind of establish particularly some of the things we do, particularly be beneficial for the new presiding commissioner, kind of give an introduction to some of the activities and programs that we're involved in. And at the very end, I want to share with you on the end there, the other two commissioners have this copy from our budget meeting, but here's I was highlighted on, in the last page, I was highlighted as kind of a statewide newsletter on my work in teaching English to newcomers in the area. And it's like a human relations story there. It's the successful people who became citizens. And it has an economic development impact by getting people integrated into the community more successfully. I've been very grateful for doing that. So that's my report for this morning for our council. Any questions?
Thank you very much. As everybody knows, I'm a strong supporter of the extension, and we have been very lucky to receive extension experts in different fields from the other counties that have totally abandoned, or there's a $10,000 mandatory budget that they have to present. And
right.
We have received four, I think, specialists in the last year or maybe year and a half, well, since I've been on the Extension Council, that have come from other areas.
Right.
And very fortunate here in Taney County to be able to support the Extension Council with the 4-H clubs that have three of those that have started. This VITA deal served almost 1,200 citizens last year with free taxes. Very proud of the people that work and are affiliated with the Missouri Extension Council.
And thank you very much. And we've had interviews with 4-H candidates too, so very good candidates, so hopefully one of those will be landing here as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Worth.
I'm one of those newcomers.
Yeah.
From Green County.
Our road and bridge updates have been canceled
due to illness.
Mr. Hayes is ill. I think we're going to need to recess.
Yeah, for 10 o'clock.
Until 10 o'clock.
Meet up. That's got to be upstairs in the executive session legal update.
Well, we're going to recess for until 10. We're going to have some legal updates coming up in executive session at 10 o'clock.